Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Enjoyable Listen Time podcast, where we talk to people that make things and people that make things happen. I am your host, Chris McAdoo. I'm the founder and club president of Best Behavior Creative Club, a digital branding firm. That's a thing, right? Because we do thing on computers. But anyway, everybody does some pretty cool branding, web development, when we make this podcast. You can learn more at wearebestbehavior.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, listen to past episodes of this podcast, and check out our blog, where we've actually got a lot of cool articles about working, design, the creative process, we have an Internet is Hard website edition with my normal collaborator, George Middlebrooks. All kinds of great stuff. And thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're already listening, please share and don't feel afraid to review and comment on iTunes and make sure it all gets shared. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all the things. So this week's podcast is a little bit different, and it's all about being whelmed. Like feeling just right. I have been thinking about this for quite some time because as a business owner, as a father, as a husband, all the things, right? I want to make art. I want to make design. I want to make, my business grow. I want to do all of these things. You want to make sure that, everybody gets to school on time. And it's really easy to get overwhelmed by just life. And so I went on the road and talked to a couple of really good people about what it takes to stay whelmed and what it's like being over and underwhelmed. Talked to Kenneth Herring, who is somebody that a lot of you folks may know as hashtag Mr. I Hate Mondays, who has a pretty funny YouTube video blog, as well as working as the host of the Love-Hate Relationship with Sales, which is a podcast series put on by a company called Cirrus Insight. Cirrus Insight is one of the fastest-growing companies in Tennessee and ranked, I think, number 41 out of the Inc. 500, 5,000. Anyway, it is a really cool company. Check them out because I've also got Brandon Bruce, who is their COO, and he talks to us about what it's like being whelmed under and over as the COO of a very quickly growing company. Tells us a little bit about his tips and tricks for what keeps him just right. And he also tells us about the world record that we're going for in November for Knox County. The school system here is having the most kids at the same time learning to code, which I think is a pretty neat thing. Code_TN on Twitter. And then you can also learn more about that at cirrusinsight.com/world record. And he's also, he's running for city council here. And he encourages everybody to get out and vote and early vote or late vote. But anyway, go to play your part and vote or you end up in the moat. I'm just going to keep that in because it's my podcast and I can. Anyway, this is a short one. I certainly hope you guys enjoy it and stay whelmed out there, folks. Test and test. Oh, yeah, I guess we did test.
We already tested? Okay.
We're good. And this is all in the podcast.
This is all in the podcast.
There you go.
Hey. Podcast gumbo.
Gumbo. Hey, everybody. This is Chris McAdoo. Thank y'all for tuning in yet again for Enjoyable Listen Time. Today, I am joined by Kenneth Herring, Mr. Hashtag I Hate Mondays.
Thank you, yes.
And Brandon Bruce, who's a busy man.
Hashtag.
He's a busy guy. And he's also very tall. I am not used to being like, hey, how's the weather up there? Like, this is kind of, I'm normally the guy that gets that question, so.
But when you invited me on the podcast, you said, you're going to be the tallest guest ever. That's why we want you to come on.
That's exactly.
But you really didn't know anything else about me. Is that fair?
I just saw.
We're done here.
I said, there's the guy.
I got to go now.
We got him. So really quickly, this podcast is this episode is going to be all about being whelmed. Not over, not under, but finding that nice, sweet spot where things are working out. But first, I want you guys to just sort of introduce yourselves to my audience. Ken, you want to go first?
Absolutely. Well, we had the opportunity before for you to be on the podcast that we have at Sears. So thank you very much. We've been at this a couple of times, but I'm just a novice podcaster, having fun, and consistently hating Mondays.
There you go.
That's my life.
Brandon?
So you're basically not whelmed by Mondays.
Yes. It's a great tie-in right there.
Done. This is Brandon. I'm one of the founders of Cirrus Insight. We make sales software. We're based here in Knoxville. I'm also running for city council at the moment in 2nd District, which is basically West Knoxville. And then I'm involved in lots of exciting projects in town at the moment, one of which, actually, yesterday we got great news. We have a date set where we're going to try to set the world record for number of students in school learning how to program computers at the same time. So that'll be November the 8th in the afternoon. So if you know a student, teacher, principal, administrator at any K through 12 throughout Knoxville or
That's
the region,
so cool.
Let them know because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, where is it going to be?
At all the schools.
Oh, every school is going to have their own.
Yeah, we're coming to you. So thankfully, many of the schools are one-to-one. Every student has a device, so they can just code on the device they've been provided. But all the schools have computer labs or a certain number of computers in the classroom. So that was one of the original knockouts. We thought maybe there's not enough devices. We need to go do some fundraising. We've actually got like 50,000 devices in the school system.
Nice.
Beautiful thing.
So where can people go to learn more about that before November 8th?
Yeah, you can check it out at cirrusinsight.com/worldrecord. Or at the Code Tennessee website, so codetn.org/worldrecord, so it's world-record. And that's where principals and teachers are signing up to participate. So we just launched that as the date yesterday. You'll see some stuff hopefully coming out in the paper before too long, and we'll kind of build momentum between now and then.
Killer. Well, this podcast is all about, you know, people that make things and people that make things happen. Tagline, hashtag.
I love it.
And it's stuff like that that is why I'm pretty stoked to have you guys on here. But particularly, Brandon, I want to talk to you first about being whelmed. You've got a lot being thrown at you all the time, and you are also throwing a lot, right? Between business, throwing.
I'm glad you put that second part in there.
I'll work on my metaphors, but you know, what are some of the things that that you feel overwhelmed? What is an easy thing that overwhelms you with all this that's going on?
That's a good
question.
I mean, if I'm honest, I'm a person that's always wanted to feel like I enjoy feeling slightly overwhelmed. That's whelmed for me. You know, things are so crazy that I'm like missing things. I don't like that feeling where I missed a meeting. I feel bad about that. So that's something where I feel out of balance. But taking when Kenneth and I met, that's a good example where it's like, we're both busy enough, but Kenneth mentioned like, oh yeah, you know, what I'd like to start at some point is a podcast. And I was like, done, let's start it next week. You know, come by the office, we'll set up the computer. Ariana's a wizard, so we'll just get in the lab and start knocking out podcast episodes. And that's how the podcast started that you were just on.
Yeah.
And so it's finding projects like that where I like to tell people, at least there's a big theme that seems like in books and stuff right now, like learn to say no. You know, people are asking you for all sorts of stuff. You got to tell them no so you can focus on your core thing. And for me, at least I'm pushing back on that. So I'm saying your default should really be to say yes until you get to a point where it's just like, I simply can't do it.
Right.
Like I'm spent. I can't do it anymore. But otherwise we should say yes more often.
Well, that's like in a improv theater. It's always yes and.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to do a podcast? Yes and.
Right. Well, there's a big difference between, cause you could say like, I want to do a podcast, and there's a lot of no's that you could throw at it. Well, that seems hard. You know, we talked about on one of the episodes with Kenneth about like how hard it is to get things started. And saying no, but is very different than saying yes, and. So you say yes, and how do we do it?
Mm-hmm. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. Now, that's part of the fun of starting a company. I think you get a lot of stuff, as you said. There's a lot of stuff being thrown at you, but the benefit is you also get to throw a lot of stuff out into the world and see what sticks.
Right? Yeah.
So we made 1,000 mistakes, but we found a couple dozen things that work really well. And those are the things we do most often. Nice. Those are the things that help us feel whelmed.
Just whelmed
just
enough.
Whelmed, just right.
All right. So Ken, what is a whelmed spot for you, man? Where's your life?
The only time I feel overwhelmed, oddly enough, is if I don't get enough done on Sunday. If I don't get enough done on Sunday.
Because you hate Monday. Sunday's your chance. Yes.
Okay.
If Sunday doesn't go as planned, if I don't get enough work done, then the rest of my week I will feel overwhelmed because I do have that tendency to say yes and yes, I'll do that. So I've been involved with nonprofits for about 15 years now, really working, and I'm probably averaging 12 to 15 hours per month with various nonprofit events, and so you can really take on a lot of responsibility when you're adding that much outside of what you do for work. For me, as far as being whelmed, what I've learned and over the last 3 years through hashtag I Hate Mondays, the weekly satirical vlogs that I do.
Boom.
Yeah. Welcome to the future, people.
I'm gonna pause this podcast for a second and go check that out. We'll be here when you get back.
What I've truly found out is that you don't have to be overly funny for people to tune into you every week. I found that what I really have to be able to do is to touch on subjects that people find entertaining. And the actual content that I deliver doesn't have to be Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor funny, right? I just have to say things that other people are thinking out loud. And whether or not it's really the funniest knee slapper you've ever heard doesn't matter because people will tune in consistently if they're whelmed by the topic.
Not overwhelmingly funny.
Whelmingly humorous.
If it draws a golf clap, we're in business.
Yeah. I'm just glad that we got to use the word knee slapper.
Yeah.
Because I think this opens up this podcast to a whole new demographic.
Oh, yeah.
Elderly gentlemen. So now we know where we're whelmed and we know where we're overwhelmed. Let's take it now to I'm going to go underwhelmed. We're going to sink a little bit. Is instances like, and I think Brandon, I want to talk about you, and you've built a business, Cirrus Insight, around what I would call is probably a whelming for sales, right? Whelming for sales. If you want to use that, it'll cost you money.
If you haven't trademarked it, then
it's going to cost you money. But
register that .com right now.
Well, probably what you want, talk to me about like how you maybe saw a potential for people that were being overwhelmed and or underwhelmed, and you wanted to solve that problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the short version is salespeople are the classically overwhelmed folks at their company.
Yeah.
Because they're responsible for bringing in the money. So it's a big responsibility. So they're going to try to do as much as they can at all hours of the day, and they're constantly hustling. Meanwhile, the tools that they're typically provided are the opposite. They're pretty underwhelming. Usually it's here's a phone and a laptop and a suitcase in the olden days and go sell, make it happen. And it's mostly art, even more than science. It's just like, hey, someone can either sell or they can't. So Cirrus Insight tries to be the bridge between, hey, you're overwhelmed, so really we want to give our users their time back. So instead of doing the things that suck a lot of time out of the day, like entering data in a database and setting follow-up reminders and making sure no deals fall through the cracks, our software takes care of that for them. That way they can focus on the relationships with their customers that truly matter.
Sure. I mean, I've found, for me as a business person for nearly two decades now, I'm speaking to our new audience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And having walked both ways uphill so many times.
In the snow.
I have found some of the things that I have not gotten maybe better at not being overwhelmed, but I've identified some of the sort of triggers in terms of, like, if I start acting like a jerk and my wife tells me to go outside, I realize, like, okay, what's triggering this? And identifying that, like, did I miss a phone call? Did I not get a thing out in time? For me, it's always paperwork. I mean, and for a lot of our listeners out there that I think are both sort of solopreneurs as well as small businesses and big, your paperwork, that thing can crush your spirit and soul.
So for those folks that are waiting for Chris to pay them, it's not that he's not going to do it. He's going to get to it. He's just a little bit overwhelmed.
Okay, so let's take this into sort of we are whelmed under and over. Ken, what are some of the ways that you manage, you know, your time, your life?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to stay whelmed in that sweet spot, man, what are some of the things that you do?
Well, the first thing that for me, the most important thing is the game of basketball and the peace and tranquility with which it provides me.
Just let it sink in.
So, no.
Sound effects added later. Oh, yeah.
We're going to add the swish sound later.
Can go to sleep on this right now. So, between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. on Saturdays, that's my time. So It doesn't matter what organization I'm involved in. It doesn't matter what's going on. That's a special event. If it's not something that's an emergency or something that is pertinent to me maintaining my job, then I will be at the gym between 8 and 12 on Saturday. Now, all of the other time, I'm willing to give it away. I need to get about 6.5-7 hours of sleep so I can just be a reasonably functioning human being. But outside of that time that I have to myself on Saturday mornings, that's really the only me time that I need. And if I can keep that dedicated to me, I can generally stay pretty whelmed throughout the week.
Nice. So a calming influence, mm-hmm. a balance.
Yeah.
So, Brandon, okay, so for you, Cirrus, running for city council, you got kids.
Yep, two kids, 5 and 7.
Oh, yeah, yay. All right, I got a couple. 6. See, hold on, I had to think about it. Sorry, guys. 16 and 7, about to be 8.
Don't apologize to us.
Yeah. It's just like, I was like, wait a second. I have a couple part. Like, yeah. Wait,
2? Oh, man, I have 2. Yeah. But, so, yeah. So, there's so many things happening. What are some of the ways that you deal with, you know, what are some of the actionable kind of things that you do to stay whelmed?
So, I know that I feel whelmed when I'm the one that gets my kids up in the morning. And I like to have breakfast with them and get them ready for school. And I like to walk them to school. So that's like a great start to the day. But it helps me to be whelmed if I've gotten up substantially earlier than they have. So if I'm getting them up at 7, if I'm up at somewhere between 4 and 5, then I've got like 2.5-3 hours of me time.
Yeah.
Just to get stuff done. And then I like to have dinner with the family. My wife and I like to take a walk after dinner because we've been doing that since forever, right? Since way before we had kids. It's just we have dinner, we go take a walk. And so that's an important part of staying whelmed. And to Kenneth's point, I mean, having a good workout on a pretty regular basis, like keeping that routine going, is really important. That's probably the fastest way that I can get overwhelmed is if I don't do something physical. Take a long bike ride, do a run, hit weights, maybe even play basketball as long as it's not versus Kenneth.
Who's on the injured reserve right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want it to make me feel bad, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get beaten up. But yeah, making sure that stays in balance definitely helps keep me whelmed. Because if I don't do that, then I can feel it physically, like I'll get jittery.
Yeah.
Because there's so many stuff coming at me, whereas if I've had a workout, I can sit and relax.
That's what gets me kicked out of the house more than anything, is if I don't get a run, a workout, like that almost every day early. Like that's one thing for any of you said a really important thing about like if your family's day starts at 7, if you want extra time, you are going to get it pre-7 o'clock. And so I'm a night owl. Like I'm a guy that like I went to art school. I didn't sleep for like years, right? I mean, you know, and I've always been attuned to, you know, staying up late. I don't need to get a ton of sleep, but over the past several years, my rhythm has changed completely in that now I love getting up 5:30. Like, and because you get that time back, because that's yours. There's no phone calls coming in. You can work, you can work out, you can do all these things, but you know that for the next hour, there's not going to be, unless something is literally is an emergency, there's not going to be anything, you know, coming at you. So I find that a hugely calming, you know, time.
There's a lot to be said about the psychological element of getting up early as it relates to winning, right? If you feel like you're doing things when your competitor is not doing them, like that's what leads to winning. You know, guys playing basketball, Michael Jordan is practicing, he's trying to be in the gym more hours than the other guy. Like, that's part of the point. And so getting up early is, that is being in the gym longer.
Cool. Yeah, it's like a little psych trick, like you're ahead of the day.
Yes, absolutely.
I beat the sun up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the mark on, you have made the first mark on a blank canvas that is your day. So This is great stuff.
Of course, this is all pre-eclipse. Everything could change on Monday.
The eclipse-pocalypse.
So, never mind anything we just said, right? I mean, if the sun goes away on Monday and doesn't come back.
Well, we don't even know. This will go
we
live.
We
got
to come up with a different
Listen,
idea.
Listen, guys, because this will be released on Thursday after the eclipse-pocalypse, so next Thursday. So
may not be released.
Wait. If you are listening right now, it's possible you were left behind. Yeah. Sorry, guys. But in the off chance...
Keep a light on for us.
In the off chance that that the Earth is still spinning, we appreciate you listening. So before we head out on this... Ken, do you want to say anything to the folks out there? Any advice to somebody that is overwhelmed right now?
Yeah, two things. Number one, keep in mind that everything will be okay. Everything will work out. Whatever the stressor is, whatever the the difficulty that you're going through in your life, it will be okay. Number two, keep working hard. Right? If working hard will help you with that overwhelmed feeling, and don't be afraid to. Excuse me. Don't be afraid to take on more and do more.
Cool. Brandon?
I'll double down on what Kenneth said, and I think, you know, we've kind of adopted this slogan for the campaign is big ideas for Knoxville. I think it's fun to think about let's achieve something really big. So maybe it's we're overwhelmed, but sometimes I get overwhelmed because of just the sheer volume of small things. But I think it can be a lot more fun and energizing to choose, you know, one or a series of really big things and go hit those as hard as we can. Because then when we achieve them, we feel awesome.
Sure.
Versus if I knock out 50 small things, like I feel pretty good because I got stuff done. So that's a little dopamine hit. But not as good as when we achieve something really big. Mm-hmm. So I'd say, yeah, choose some big stuff and go for it.
Cool. And I'll follow up with that because this is all about making things. So, you know, one of the things about feeling whatever version of whelmed that you're at is, man, there is no substitute for consistency for the work, right? You put in the work, you put in the ideas, you set goals for yourself, and you go out and achieve them, or you don't and you do another one, mm-hmm. right? So, anyway, and some specific kind of things that you can use in your life. These guys have given us some great great tips, and I want to thank Kenneth Herring, Mr. Hashtag I Hate Mondays.
Thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Make sure he gets all of his stuff done on Sunday. And Brandon Bruce, are you the CEO?
No, I'm the COO.
COO.
So my co-founder is the CEO.
Okay. Of Cirrus Insight, one of the, what is it? It's like your top growing companies in Tennessee, right? Or something. It's a
thing.
Yeah,
one of the, according to Inc. Magazine, one of the fastest growing in the state. So we're trying to keep that momentum up.
That is super
That's
cool.
That's the goal.
There we go. And he's running for City Council District.
District 2. Early voting happening now. So I guess if you're listening to this next Thursday, early voting goes through the 24th. Voting day is the 29th in the primary.
There
so
we
regardless
go.
Where in the city you live, you can vote for whoever is running in your district. Because 30 people are running for five
seats.
There's a lot of people working really hard out there. So, you know, throw them something and throw them a vote if you like them.
All right. Well, thank you. As always, this is Chris McAdoo, your host for Enjoyable Listen Time. And stay whelmed out there.
Put on your sunscreen and stay well.
There we go.